Welcome to another episode of The Chai Lounge. This is my reflections as we end off 2024. And my goodness, what a year it has been. I'm excited to share with you guys, what are my reflections? What are the lessons? And what are some of the profound moments that I found in the year 2024? Assalamu alaikum, everybody. I hope that you're all doing well. That's it. 2024 is over. Alhamdulillah, what a year it has been. I think I'm going to be old one day, sitting on a porch, inshallah, hopefully. And I'll always remember this year. I'll always remember this year as one of the most amazing and fantastic years of my life. The busiest, the most challenging, the most, I think there was times this year where there was a lot of pushing through personal difficulties, health issues, and just pushing through and persevering. And it's been an incredible year. I just thought at the end of the year, sharing with you guys my personal reflections for 2024. What were some of the most profound lessons that I learned this year? What is it? Where did I find strength during the difficult times? And what was it about 2024 that made it such an extraordinary year for me? And as I mentioned, I'm going to be old one day and I'm really going to reflect and say, this is the year I did it. I did it all. So the lessons from 2024 came quite early. I think the main lesson, I started off the year with one of the biggest lessons, is about mindset. You know, we tend to try and a lot of us, I've had many, many years of my life, especially 2020 to 2022. There were years where the year ends and you kind of end it off in a rut and you think to yourself, I haven't achieved my dreams. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And there's so much still that needs to be done. There's so much still that I need to achieve. And you just feel so depleted. And I think the main lesson for what made this year different was me starting off the year with a different mindset, with a mindset that this is going to be a good year, inshallah. This is going to be a year where I'm going to take control of a lot of the narrative. I'm going to take control of the narrative of my own life. And that shift in mindset, it's not something that can happen overnight. There was a lot of work that was done prior to that, but that shift in mindset has been life-changing. It was the most important thing that got me through this particular year. I started the year off saying that this is going to be a good year, inshallah. This is going to be a year where I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do anything that I need to do. I'm going to achieve my dreams. And I know mindset is something that sounds a bit, I'm going to say it, airy-fairy. And, you know, you can't change your mindset if you're stuck in a rut. You've got to do a bit of work to change your mindset. But when it comes to taking control of your life and the narrative of your life, that's when the mindset shift needs to happen. And the decision to change needs to come from yourself. It needs to come from you. You need to decide, this is how I'm going to structure my year. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I need to change. This is what I need to work on. And it can only ever come from you. Nobody else can do the work for you. You have got to do this, the work yourself. So again, I think the year just started off with a shift in mindset. And again, that also got me through the times when I doubted myself. It got me through the times where I thought maybe I'm not going to be good enough. Maybe I can't do this. It was just that mindset and pushing through the I can't to the I can and I will. And that was a powerful mindset shift that I think set the narrative for my entire year. Other lessons for the year, I think one of the prevailing themes for me personally has been taking control of one's health. I think I've achieved my dreams and goals in a lot of other areas, but health is something that I realized is your wealth. I did struggle at points this year. I just felt not well. I really, really struggled post-Hajj with a lot of health issues. And I just felt, I think in November, I decided I'm not waiting for January. I really need to change something. Something needs to change. Health is wealth. Health is something that is the most important gift that we've been given. If you can only recognize the gift of health when you no longer have it. And alhamdulillah, I'm not chronically ill. I don't have chronic illnesses. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And I'm not immobile and I'm not a person who, you know, just wallows in my health issues or whatever. But it's these little niggles that come up from time to time. And there was like three times this year where I felt so desperately unwell. And I just know that in order to get into a better space, in order to feel better, in order to change the health mindset, something needs to happen. There needs to be a mindset shift. There needs to be some incremental changes, because going through this trajectory, going through life the way it is right now, is not going to be great in terms of health. So controlling, taking control again of one's narrative, one's own life, I think a big theme for me that's going to recur for 2025 is definitely a theme of taking care of health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, and just generally being in a healthier space. So that was the second theme that cropped up quite a bit. The third theme for me this year, and I get this question so much. Everybody says, how do I start a podcast? How do I write a book? If you guys didn't know, yes, I started a podcast in February of 2024. I wrote a book. The book was finalized in January. It was self-published and ready to go, I think, at the end of August. And it was still a few things that needed to be changed in September. But by October, I did my book launch, alhamdulillah. And it has to date been the most proudest moment of my life. I don't really sit with accolades. I don't sit with achievements. I don't sit with, oh my gosh, this was amazingly done. But this is the one thing in my life I am so incredibly proud of. I'm so incredibly proud of the fact that I managed to self-publish my own book. And I had so many naysayers along the way saying, it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do it. But I had so many people that believed in me. And I pushed with everything I had. Mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, I pushed for this book. I pushed to make my dream a reality. And I knew if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for me. And I had the opportunity to self-publish this book. I had the opportunity to have this book in my hands, which was one of the most surreal, most beautiful moments this year. And, you know, when I sat and I got this book, I thought to myself, okay, I can either just sell the book or I can go out and really give the book and share the book with the kids that I wrote the book for. And so started my literacy campaign, where I visited over 36 schools in just over 2 months. And I went across the country. I'm talking to you guys right now and I have no idea where I got the strength to do it, alhamdulillah. But you've got to just do it. You've got to, if you have a dream, this is what I'm trying to get to. If you have a dream, if you want to start something, just do it. Just go and do it. Don't wait for perfection. We have this thing called perfection paralysis, where you feel that everything needs to be 100% perfect in order for you to start it, in order for you to launch it, in order for you to share it with the world. It doesn't have to be. Pancake theory, guys. I've got this theory called the pancake theory. You make a batch of pancakes. The first pancake is not going to be great. And maybe the temperature of the stove is too high, or maybe the batter is too runny, or maybe your spatula is not right. And after you had the first disastrous pancake, you adjust the temperature of the stove and you adjust the consistency of the batter. And from then on, the second, third, fourth, fifth pancake comes out amazing. That's the pancake theory. And that's exactly what I want to tell you guys when it comes to achieving your dreams or doing a starting a business, starting a podcast, writing a book, whatever it is. Just do it. It's not, the first episode is not going to be perfect. The first book is not going to be perfect, but you learn from your mistakes. You learn, okay, I can do this differently. Adjust the temperature, adjust the consistency of the batter, and you get better with it. Alhamdulillah. So just do it. Again, that was my lesson from starting the podcast, and alhamdulillah, it's an award-winning podcast, to doing the book. That has been the lesson. Just go ahead and do it. Back to the literacy campaign that has been so rewarding. I've been traveling across the country. I've been chatting to children. The reception to the book has been amazing, alhamdulillah. Speaking to teachers, going to schools, reading to children, getting children to love books and to love reading has been something that has been so near and dear and so close to my heart. And I can't wait to continue doing it into the new year. And yes, the mighty watermelon is not resting. A lot of exciting stuff coming out soon, inshallah. And I can't wait to share it with all of you. The third lesson, I think, or the third highlight, I'm going to mention this as the third highlight, was undoubtedly Hajj. I yapped on for 2 hours in my Hajj podcast, but it has been the most life-changing, most beautiful, most wonderful, most challenging, most amazing, most life-changing, I can re-emphasize life-changing experience of my entire life. I am so grateful I had the opportunity to perform Hajj this year. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to go with my husband, with an amazing group of people, with an amazing agent, to go on Hajj, to experience it, to experience a pilgrimage, to experience something that I've been reporting on for 2 decades, and finally live it in person, has been the most precious, beautiful memory of my entire life. I can't articulate into words how life-changing Hajj has been, how beautiful, how amazing it has been. You guys can listen to the Hajj podcast for more details, but if you have the opportunity, just go. Do it. Go for Hajj. Go for Umrah. Go and get yourself in a good space spiritually, and everything else falls into place after that. So Hajj being the highlight, I think the lesson from Hajj, the most powerful lesson I took away. Everybody has different lessons, but the most powerful lesson that I took away has definitely been the power of dua. It has been about connecting to our Creator, connecting to just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way, and talking to Him and asking Him for our wants and our needs, and asking Him for everything, basically, through the power of dua. And I've seen my du'as manifest into reality. And it has been the most extraordinary, most amazing thing, alhamdulillah. I think really that has been the lesson for this year. If you want something desperately enough, if you want to achieve something, you want to do something, action it with dua. Ask Allah Ta'ala for help. Ask Him. He will provide for you assistance, and He will answer your du'as. Your du'as will get answered. There's something so beautiful about living a life of answered du'as. There's something so extraordinary about living a life where you feel like your du'as have been heard and your du'as have been answered. And it's just the most amazing thing. I want all of you to experience it. So if you can do anything coming into the new year, renew that connection with our Creator. We are all on different paths spiritually. You don't have to be the most perfect Muslim. You don't have to be the most perfect person in order to have that connection and in order to raise your hands in dua. In fact, I think the more broken you are in any sense, and when you go down and when you just bow your head down and you lift your hands and you ask from the depths of your heart, that is when the most sincerity takes over. And that is when I feel Allah Ta'ala truly, truly, truly listens to you. So that has just been a recurring theme for me. I don't ever want to lose this connection. And I won't lie, you know, just continuing with the habits of Hajj, post-Hajj, it's now about 6 months. It has been a little bit difficult. It has been challenging. There's this assumption that you think you are better than anybody else, or you want to do things differently. And that's not the case. You are not better than somebody else just because you've performed Hajj. You have performed Hajj because you have been confronted with the most broken version of you in every sense. And you have gone for Hajj and you have renewed your pledge to your Creator. You've asked Him to assist you to fix the parts of your life that need rectifying. And you've made almost like the solemn pledge when on your journey of the Hajj, and coming back home to live up to that pledges that you made, to live up to those promises that you made, is an everyday struggle. It's an everyday struggle to not go back to who you were before Hajj, because you want to be a better version of you. And that doesn't make you necessarily the most pious person around, or thinking that you're better than anybody. Of course not. It's just you trying so hard to not fall back on old habits and not fall back and not fall back on your promises and your pledges that you made on the journey of your Hajj. So that has been a big theme. I think that shift, the mindset shift, the Hajj shift, has meant that I'm not the person I was a year ago. And yes, that is maybe a good thing, but sometimes it's also being in a changed state of mindset and changing so much in this year, so much has happened, means that you lose a lot of people that were once upon a time the closest to you. But you know what? It's okay. It hurts. Yes, definitely, undoubtedly, but it's okay because we all here, we're all on a different path. Some people are during your best moments or worst moments, and we evolve. We evolve out of ourselves. We evolve out of relationships. And it's okay. It's part of the human process. It's part of our human journey. It's part of our human experience. So I want to end off, I think, with the biggest lesson, the most profound lesson, the continuous theme of my life. And that's ending off on the note of gratitude. Gratitude is everything. I began the journey of gratitude about 5 years ago when I was, I think, at my worst in terms of mental health. And I've learned that when we see our blessings and not our problems, life becomes better. Life becomes more tolerable. Let's put it that way, more tolerable. And if this last year has taught us anything, not only on a personal level, but also just witnessing what is happening in the world, what is happening in Gaza, what is unfolding in Sudan, what is unfolding in different parts of the world, one can't help but just reflect with gratitude on something as simple as water, as shelter, as safety, something as simple as just being, having people around us, having our families around us, having just clean air, having the ability to sit together and not be scared our entire family will be destroyed. It's the most profound, the most important shift one can make. In order to get that mindset shift, start with gratitude. Be grateful every single day. Three things. What am I grateful for this morning? What am I grateful for this evening? What am I grateful for right now? I promise you, watch your life change. When you focus on your blessings instead of your problems, everything changes. Every single thing changes. And that's where I'm ending off this year, with a heart filled with gratitude. I'm grateful for myself, for my mind, for my body, for my health, for my ability to push through when I thought I could give up, for my ability to continue to go out there and achieve every dream, for my ability to push through on days where I was so mentally and so physically exhausted, I just could not do it, and I had to pull myself up. And I'm grateful for myself, and I'm grateful for my support team, and I'm grateful for a son who has just been a sunshine. I'm grateful for a husband who has supported me through this year, and parents and siblings and family and friends. And I'm so grateful for the team that I've curated and I've built around my businesses, alhamdulillah. And I'm just so grateful to share another year with you, another chapter with you. I told you guys in the beginning of this year was for blooming, and it certainly was a year of blooming, alhamdulillah. I can't wait to share with you what happens in 2025. But my dua for all of you is that I hope that you find yourself, you find the strength within yourself, you go out there, you achieve your dreams, and I just hope that you all have the most fantastic year. There's lots more coming from me, and I'm really looking forward to sharing more with you guys. But we'll chat again soon in the new year. So from myself, Safira, signing off for 2024. It's fi amanillah, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.